Yeah, welcome onto the call. The head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
A bye week for your team last week. You were saying it came at a good time. How did you guys make use of it?
Well, I think the biggest thing was we had some guys to get healthy and gave us a chance to go back to the basics to work on our fundamentals and technique.
3-1 start for your team. I assume you're pleased with that. As you assess that start, where do you feel like you are and where are some of the areas that you feel like you need to get a little better?
I think the biggest thing with us is just continue to, you know, to just get some playing time at the quarterback position. As far as just, we're still trying to, we're battling that, we still have that two-way battle with Chris and with Malcolm, just trying to, looking for that separation, I mean, at our quarterback position and also just continue to come together on offense. You know, we kind of been stuttering a little bit, but I think we had a good week. I think the guys are starting to grasp the system a little better.
Talk about the, we've talked about the quarterbacks a little bit, but Chris obviously is an effective runner. Malcolm, maybe a little better throw. Do you feel like it keeps defenses maybe a little off balance, not knowing, you know, what they're going to see with those two guys?
I do, but I also feel like we got to get in some rhythm too. You know, you got to get one guy there to establish himself. And it's always, you know, it's always good to, you know, to have it, as many weapons as you can, but we also got to get one guy to establish himself as the quarterback and of the team, and then bring the other guy in and see. You know, I mean, I know different people use different situations where they bring quarterbacks in the wildcat formation, and but Chris can also throw the ball, so we're still sorting this thing out. You know,
got a question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
How you doing, Larry?
Welcome to the league. Hey, just a few thoughts on the Black Bears coming down to Virginia this coming weekend. What do you have to do to be successful, and what do you expect from Maine?
Yeah,
thank you.
I think, Larry, I tell you, I think this is a dangerous 0-14. I mean, I looked at the Boston College film last night, and I've been watching them, and they're in this game against Boston College. You know, they played two BCS programs and then losing to Villanova over the weekend. I mean, they have played some good football teams. I mean, this is a dangerous football team. And then they got a lot of weapons on offense. And the more you study them, you start seeing these guys are veterans too. They got a lot of seniors and graduate kids playing. You know, this is a dangerous football team coming down to Hampton.
Robert, we've talked a lot about your two wide receivers, Vernon Wamai and Jadakiss. Those guys are obviously very talented players. How do they complement each other, and maybe how are they different?
I think, you know, of course, when you get to the size part of it, you know, Ramon is only like 5'7", 160 pounds, but he has the heart of a 6'5 guy, you know. I think that he's in that slot spot. He's more shifty. You know, he has great hands, had great, hand-eye placement. I think when it comes to Jadakiss is a more, you know, he's outside type receiver, stronger. You know, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's proven himself, and he's gonna make catches that you don't expect him to make. You know, but both of them, they do a great job of just working together and understanding that, you know, how we spread the ball around. And I think when you look at it, they good teammates. And that's the thing that really stands out about, you know, they're decent players. They play hard. They make some plays, but they're good teammates.
Switch sides to your defense. You guys, I think, are leading the conference against the run. Through four games, what do you like about the defense, and what are some areas that you like to see get a little better over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think we're coming together. I think they're playing hard together. I think the biggest thing there is that these guys are getting to know each other. We're going to continue to get better there. You know, Chris Kosh is doing an outstanding job on defense, and Zach Pattins is doing a good job on offense. But I like where Coach Kosh has the defense at. I like the way they're playing together. You know, I think that the more these guys play, the better they'll get.
Got a question for you from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, coming out of the bye, where do you feel like your group made the most strides in the past week? And what's kind of the emphasis, you know, heading into the back half of the season here?
I think the biggest thing is we got to play smarter football on offense. I mean, you know, you look at it when we go back and look at it over the break, is that, you know, in four games, we've given up eight interceptions. You know, you're not going to beat nobody with turnovers. If we can eliminate these turnovers, then we can get better.
Robert, before I let you go, first home game in CA play for your team on Saturday. And I know when we talked last week after Delaware, you felt like seeing the Blue Hens that you guys were going to be all in the conference. How excited are you to have that first conference game at home?
Well, I mean, this is big for this, the fan base, the community here. You know, to be able to host a great program in Maine and have them come here to Hampton. So we're excited. And once again, you know, just, you know, the kids are overjoyed about just being in the CAA. And we're looking forward to it. And I know they're looking forward to coming down here playing too. So it's just exciting. It's exciting.
All right, Rob. Thanks as always for the time this afternoon. And I look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care.